Welcome. This is a summary of the lesson, Critical Discussions, Management Styles, and Preparing Trainees for Special Situations. Let's see what you were able to learn in this lesson. This lesson focused on critical discussions, management styles, and preparing trainees for special situations, provides valuable insights into managing challenges in nursing education. It begins by addressing the role of critical discussions in identifying and resolving learning difficulties and behavioural problems among trainees. These discussions offer structured opportunities to address theoretical gaps, practical skills, or organisational challenges, enabling better performance and a supportive learning environment. Trainers are encouraged to balance empathy with clear expectations and offer targeted solutions to foster growth and accountability. Behavioural problems such as aggression, inhibition, or dishonesty are common during the transition to professional roles. These issues often reflect deeper insecurities and require trainers to set boundaries while showing understanding. A systematic escalation model for conflict resolution is introduced, emphasizing clear communication, feedback, and well-defined consequences to encourage behavioral changes while maintaining professionalism. The lesson also delves into handling sensitive scenarios like addiction and end-of-life care. Trainers are guided on how to recognize signs of addictive behavior, initiate constructive dialogues, and provide structured support while ensuring workplace safety. Preparing trainees for end-of-life care focuses on understanding Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's model of grief, role-playing for practical experience, and developing emotional resilience through supervision and self-care strategies. Leadership and management styles form another critical component. The lesson explores Kurt Lewin's classic leadership models, authoritarian, cooperative, and laissez-faire, alongside Tannenbaum and Schmidt's continuum model, which emphasizes adaptability to different contexts. Transformational and transactional leadership behaviors are compared, highlighting how visionary inspiration can coexist with clear task management to foster a supportive yet efficient work environment. Finally, the four sub-competencies of action competence, personal, social, methodological, and professional, are explained as the foundation for effective nursing practice. Each area contributes to decision-making, teamwork, and patient care. The integration of these competencies ensures that nursing professionals can navigate the complex demands of their roles with confidence and empathy. Through these principles, the lesson equips trainers and practitioners with the skills to manage interpersonal challenges, provide effective leadership, and prepare for the emotional complexities of nursing care. It emphasizes adaptability, empathy, and clear communication as cornerstones for success in this field. Thank you for your attention and best of luck with your studies.